To me, thy friends, O God, are made exceedingly honorable. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the feast and mass of Saint Matthias, and his election, because it was truly an election to the assembly of the apostles, is a great teaching for us about humility and patience and never to think too much about ourselves, but always give glory and decision to God. After Judas had been cut off from the assembly of the apostles, Saint Peter collected all the rest of them together and made a speech saying that it was necessary to choose a replacement for Judas. After all, Christ had called 12 apostles to preach and given them assignment to go and preach the gospel to all corners of the world. So Saint Peter saw good and prudent that since they were now one man short, they would elect another one to fill the place of Judas. And two good candidates were unanimously presented from whom the election should be made, and who were most worthy of the high dignity of being an apostle. One of the men was called Joseph, also called Barsabbas, who was famous for his extraordinary piety, so much that he was surnamed the Just. And the other one was Matthias, whose feast day today is. All the apostles made a devout prayer to God, humbly asking his protection and help for this grave choice. And finally, they proceeded to throw a lot, which would decide which one of these two good men would be the chosen one to become the new apostle. And the lot showed that Saint Matthias was the one whom God was pleased to give this high dignity. Dear children, we justly admire the virtue and prudence of this great assembly of apostles. There were no games or no high-ranking hopes that lots of men wanted to become an apostle so that they would have high honor and glory which this great rank supposedly brought with it. No one presented himself to the dignity, so finally they had to choose by a lot who was the one who was chosen by God. We can learn from this election, children, that we should never show ambition either for money or for high offices. Instead, we need to be like Saint Matthias was, humble, modest, and virtuous. We want truly to become honorable in sight of God, as Saint Matthias was, and honorable not in front of men, but in sight of God, because God does, as the introit says today, knows our every movement, our sitting down and rising up. Ambition, what the world shows, can find no place in a virtuous and humble heart. It's good to remember that he who seeks a dignity actively, wanting to set himself in a high position, he either knows he is unqualified and on this account is guilty of the injustice to the public in seeking the office he is not worthy, or then he truly thinks he is qualified for it, and this overconfidence in his own abilities renders him most unworthy of all others. So virtuous and humble were the disciples of Jesus, that none of them truly wanted to become an apostle. So eventually they had to almost push someone to the office by throwing a lot, because the place of Judas had to be fulfilled. For God, truly, if we should choose to go after for high offices and high ranks of the world, refuses his blessings, which are meant for those who are humble, modest, and perfectly happy of getting the less in the world for the glory and greater glory of God in heaven. These two holy candidates were most worthy of the apostleship because they truly were perfectly humble, and because they look upon that dignity of an apostle with trembling. Of course, they considered all the labors with the preaching would bring itself dangers and persecutions. They looked at with holy joy and with a burning zeal for the glory of God. But no regard was who had the worldly talents, either in position or in blood, to fill this post, but only for those whom God wanted to take that. And God was consulted by prayer. No one who makes a big decision should not no one who makes a decision, big decision, should go ahead to it without prayer. And so this election of Saint Matthias is a source of many teachings for us in humility, in trusting in God, and always and everywhere seeking his glory first and not ours. And Saint Matthias truly was made honorable after he was chosen to an office of an apostle. And we should remember that always when we are given some great favor from God, that we should never think that we are truly worthy of it. We can think of our baptism. God was in no way obliged to give us this great sacrament, this great gate to salvation. All of us were born with sin, and God was in no way obliged to save us or even show us any favors in life. But still, because of his almighty grace, he has given us the greatest gift of baptism and also given us many good things in life which we can enjoy while trying and doing our best to serve him in glory. So remember these many teachings of the election of Saint Matthias, and always be careful in every actions that you remember the first thing, the greatest master and the highest honor which you serve in this life is Almighty God. And when you remember this, all of your actions change into the means and channels of serving him, like the apostles who did the great servings and work to God, always trusted to his glory and help, and not to their own. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.